Arjuna said, "What, O Krishna, is the description of the man of steady wisdom immersed in God? How does the man of steady wisdom speak? How sit? How move?" The Lord said, "O Arjuna, when a man completely casts off all the desires of the mind, his self-finding satisfaction in itself alone, then he is called a man of steady wisdom. He who is not perturbed by adversity, who does not long for happiness, who is free from attachment, fear and anger, is called a man of steady wisdom. He who is not attached to anything, who neither rejoices nor is vexed when he obtains good or evil, his wisdom is firmly fixed. When he completely withdraws the senses from their objects, as a tortoise draws in its limbs, then his wisdom is firmly fixed. The objects of the senses fall away from a man practicing abstinence, but not the taste for them. But even the taste falls away when the Supreme is seen. The turbulent senses, O Arjuna, violently carry off the mind even of a wise man striving for perfection. The yogi restrains them all and remains intent on me. His wisdom is steady, whose senses are under control. When a man dwells on objects, he feels an attachment for them. Attachment gives rise to desire, and desire breeds anger. From anger comes delusion, from delusion the failure of memory, from the failure of memory the ruin of discrimination, and from the ruin of discrimination the man perishes. The man of self-control, moving among objects with his senses under restraint and free from attachment and hate, attains serenity of mind. In that serenity, there is an end of all sorrow, for the intelligence of the man of serene mind soon becomes steady. The man whose mind is not under his control has no self-knowledge and no contemplation either. Without contemplation, he can have no peace, and without peace, how can he have happiness? For even one of the roving senses, if the mind yields to it, carries away discrimination, as a gale carries away a sheep on the waters. Therefore, O mighty Arjuna, his wisdom is steady, whose senses are completely restrained from their objects. In that which is night to all beings, the man of self-control is awake, and where all beings are awake, there is night for the man who sees. Not the desirer of desires attains peace, but he into whom all desires enter, as the waters enter into the ocean, which is full to the brim and grounded in stillness. That man who lives completely free from desires, without longing, devoid of the senses of eye and mind, attains peace. This is the godly state, O Arjuna. Attaining it, one is no longer deluded. Being established therein, even in the hour of death, one attains final liberation in God. Thus in the Bhagavad Gita, the essence of the Upanishads, the science of Brahman, the scripture of Yoga, the dialogue between Sri Krishna and Arjuna ends the second chapter entitled The Way of Ultimate Reality.